Welcome to House Matters. In this edition, Jamaicans to have free access to online government services and government to employ retired judges to ease case backlog. Do stay with us for the details of these stories and more. I'm Aldine Campbell. Jamaicans will soon have free access to essential online government services. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley made the announcement in Parliament on Tuesday while making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate. Dr. Wheatley says the development has come out of discussions with the major service providers, who have given the assurance that within the next couple of weeks they will zero-rate access to key Government of Jamaica sites, services and Ministry of Education content.
What this means is even if your credit is done, if your data plan is exhausted, or if your data package at home is in arrears, Jamaicans will be able to access key Government of Jamaica sites to pay taxes, apply for birth certificates, and access educational materials online for free.
The move will be undertaken on a phased basis, as it will not be possible to provide access to government's over 200 sites and services all at once. Dr. Wheatley points out that removing barriers of access to essential government and educational services will spur the development of citizen-to-government mobile apps, boost interaction between government and citizens, broaden the tax net and improve collections, since access will now be easier and more convenient.
Additionally, we believe that students will be able to access various content and learning materials provided by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information at home. This will boost the benefits that can be derived from greater use of technology in education.
Meanwhile, the government will be embarking on a program that should see 25 communities in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine and St. James benefiting from improved electricity supply. The $1.25 billion project is part of the Street Lighting Installations Loss Reduction and Community Renewal SILC initiative. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the initiative is aimed at reducing electricity loss and making access to power more affordable and improving citizens' safety and security.
Light is life. Our social fabric is challenged in too many dimensions when our people are, for whatsoever reason, without electricity.
Dr. Wheatley says SILC will build on existing arrangements between the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, Jamaica Social Investment Fund, and National Energy Solutions Limited to expand electricity supply and minimize unauthorized connections to the national grid. The Justice Ministry will be seeking an amendment to the Constitution to facilitate the employment of some judges who have passed the statutory retirement age. Under the Constitution, judges must retire at age 70. Making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Wednesday, June 15, Justice Minister Delroy Chuck said the retirement age for judges would remain at 70. However, changes to the Constitution will ensure that the Chief Justice and the President of the Court of Appeal can call on retired judges as needed.
All of these judges who have retired, they are now given their expertise and skill to commissions and also to overseas. We need to utilize that experience.
Mr. Chuck proposes that the changes to the Constitution are made by 2017. And the West Kingston Commission of Inquiry report was tabled in the House of Representatives on Wednesday, June 15. The report recommends, among other things, apology to the residents, counseling for traumatized persons, and compensation for victims. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck, who tabled the document, told parliamentarians that 51 wide-ranging recommendations were made in the report for consideration by the government. The 900-page document also suggested a waiver of the limitation period to allow the victims to pursue legal action. The Commission of Inquiry began on October 6, 2014, and held public hearings for a total of 90 days, with the final sitting taking place in April 2016. The document was presented to Cabinet on June 13, where approval was given for its tabling in Parliament. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.